Hey, Vince, how are you?
How are you guys doing?
Congratulations on to the AFC Championship. You can actually say we're on to Indianapolis. How did you feel your defense played overall yesterday, Saturday?
It was up and down. I settled down for us, and it seems it's a lot to get settled. Played well. Out the game and being more consistent early in the game rather than later in the game. You know, they came out with a script and, you know, they executed their script to a T. So we had to make some adjustments and basically just had to settle everyone back down. And once we did that, we was good to go. So, I told our guys the main thing for us right now is to win. I don't care about any stats or regular season stats, whatever it may be. It's a new season now. You know, every team you face from here on out is a good football team. So we knew Ravens was going to come in there and play a certain style of, you know, offense or a certain style in general. We knew we just had them just be patient and just start making plays and just taking it one play at a time. And once we started doing that, we started playing the way that we know how to play. So, but going forward, like I said, that was a big win for us. Anytime you can win a playoff game, that's huge. So you, at this point, you either lose or you go home, and luckily we still playing.
What did you think of the Julian Edelman to Danny Amendola touchdown?
Awesome. I mean, it's awesome. You know, when you see plays like that, it sparks your team. It gives your team a spark. And I think that's exactly what happened when that play happened. I think the whole sideline jumped off the bench and were just so excited, you know, to make that play. Even though Tom threw, you know, some touchdowns in the game, but to see that play work, I think that really got the team really turned around and going in the right direction. We fed off of that play, definitely.
Vince, on that last possession after the Daron Harmon interception, I think I've heard someone say that the coaches told you guys, told the defense, be ready. You were going back on the field for one more play. Is that correct?
Yeah. We had a certain package that we wanted in the game just for that reason. And knowing the situation, Bill felt that, you know, it was going to be at least one more play that we would have had to take the field. So everybody was aware of it. And once it happened, you know, we put in the defense just for that play. And we executed that play. And that's what it's going to come down to. Some of these games are going to come all the way down to the last second. I mean, any opportunity that you have to make any type of play in the game right now, you have to be able to capitalize on it, because every team that you play on from here on out is a good football team. And the margin of error is very, very rare. So when you get a chance to make some plays, you have to be able to take advantage of it. And I think we did in that game, but at the same time, being down 14 points twice, you know, it really wasn't a panic mode for us. We always felt that we were in the game. We just knew we had to just play a little better and take it one play at a time. And when we did that, we was pretty good.
I know the play got negated by the penalty downfield, but the athleticism of Jamie Collins to strip sack it and then recover the fumble himself and should have given your offense the ball at the 1 or 2 yard line. That was an amazing athletic play he made.
Yeah, that was a bit. I mean, you know, you see plays throughout the course of the year that he made, and you could just say, wow, you know, he's very athletic. He's a very special type talent person, player, you know, for us. And we use that to our strengths, but that was a big play in the game. Even though, you know, we got a call back, which led to some points. But I just think once we started making a few plays, you can kind of get the feeling like, okay, we settled down. Let's play our game. And when that happened, we was tuned in.
Okay, so you're playing the Colts next Sunday. You finished your game against the Ravens by Saturday evening. What was your approach at that point? Do you guess? You say, I think I'm going to go with the Colts. They might get the upset. Or do you wait to start preparing to see who you're officially going to play?
Definitely. See, at this point in the season, you never know what's going to happen. You basically just wait and watch the games and see who your next opponent is. And whoever it was, it was going to be a good team. So once we saw it yesterday that it was going to be the Colts, Now, boom, now you can start your film study. You can start doing all the things geared towards the court coach now. That's because you know you got them now. So everything got geared towards them right after the game. So I don't think anything that happened in the previous years or even early in this year is going to have any type of, you know, bearing on what's going on this week. I think that's a really different ball club. They've been playing great football, great team football, you know, and it showed against Denver. You know, they just went out and they played a good, solid a football game from all units. And I think that's what it's going to take for here on out with teams where all three units are going to have to be able to play well to be successful. So we have another challenge ahead of us, AFC Championship. It's always a privilege to play in this game. Just says a lot about, you know, your whole preparation through all the way from off season to training camp, the mini camps and regular season. And now all of a sudden at the end of the season, now you're in the playoffs and you're at the AFC Championship. It's always a good feeling to be where we at now. So we just have to take advantage of what we have going for us right now.
Vince, congratulations on the win. Best of luck in the AFC Championship. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. You have a good one now.